Ye brave young sons of Erin's Isle, I hope you will attend a while to the wrongs of dear old Ireland. I am going to relate. 'Twas black and cursed was the day when our Parliament was taken away, and all our griefs and sufferings commence from that day. For our hardy sons and daughters fair to other countries must repair and leave their native land behind in sorrow to deplore. To seek employment they must roam far, far away from their native home, from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. And now Ireland is with plenty blessed, but the people we are sore oppressed, all by those cursed tyrants we are forced for to obey. Some haughty landlords far to please, our houses and our lands they'll seize, to put 50 farms into one and take us all away. Regardless of the widow's size, the mother's tears and orphan's cries, in thousands we were driven from home, which grieves my heart full sore. We were forced by famine and disease to emigrate across the seas, from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Is far to pay to support that law-protected church to which they do adhere. And our Irish gentry, well, you know, to other countries they do go, and the money from old Ireland is squandered here and there. For if would stay at home and not to other countries roam, but to build mills and factories here to employ the labouring poor. For if we had trade and commerce here, to me no nation could compare to that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. John Bull, he boasts, he laughs with scorn, and he says that Irish man is born to be always discontented, for at home we cannot agree. But we'll banish the tyrants from our land, and in harmony like sisters stand to demand the rights of Ireland. Let us all united be, and our parliamental college green, for to assemble it will be seen, and happy days in Erin's Isle we soon will have once. And dear old Ireland soon fun to read. Peace and blessing soon will smile all round the shamrock shore.